Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today's conversation explores a topic that affects millions of men, yet remains surprisingly misunderstood and rarely discussed openly. Andropause, often referred to as the male menopause. Many men reach a stage in life where they begin experiencing changes in energy, in their motivation and confidence, even their mood and sleep patterns, and mainly relationships, the relationship they have with themselves and others, and their physical health, and even their sense of identity. Yet, unlike women, these changes are often overlooked. They're dismissed as stress, aging, or simply something men are expected to endure. Today's guest has spent many years helping individuals better understand these challenges and the options available to support long-term health and well-being. The amazing Dr. Sharif Wakil is a highly respected physician, entrepreneur, and the founder of Dr. SW Clinics. He has featured in numerous national and international media publications and has appeared on the UK's E4 television channel. Internationally recognized for his work in regenerative medicine, hormone optimization, sexual health and well-being, Dr. Wakil has helped thousands of men and women improve their health, their confidence and overall quality of life. Dr. Sharif Wakil, it's such a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Belinda. I'm really very excited to meet you and your audience. And I am very excited that you actually wanted to discuss such a topic that it's very undermined. And for some reason, it's considered a taboo even until now. And this is something that I've been fighting for quite a few years now. We really need to talk about this more. And funny enough, we always have been talking about women empowerment and women rights, and also, you know, raising the awareness about the menopause. But very, very few people are talking about andropause, and for the very reason that you mentioned in your introduction. So thank you so much for having me as a guest. I'm really excited.
It's my pleasure. Let's start there, Dr. Sharif, with the basics. What exactly is andropause?
Okay, so andropause is not actually a disease. It's a biological transition. Unlike menopause, menopause happens suddenly when all the hormones of the female starts to decline almost suddenly, and then they started having all the hot flushes, the brain fog, the mood swings, and so on. In men, it happens very gradually. And a lot of people think it's only a reduction of testosterone, but it's a very big domino effect. Testosterone controls a lot of things in your body. The andropause shows in so many different ways. So one of probably the most prominent thing is loss of libido, inability to gain muscle mass, brain fog, loss of motivation, obesity, especially the visceral fat. A lot of people feel that, or always refer to as, oh, it's being stressful, but they don't understand that having this low testosterone and getting into the andropause stage is really accelerating all these emotions. And so what's happening is they think of it as a natural process to their aging, which is absolutely wrong, and it could be fixed.
That's a really helpful explanation, Dr. Sharif. Thank you for that. I think you've highlighted something many people may simply dismiss as stress or getting older, when in fact there may be an underlying biological reason. And from a psychotherapy perspective, I often see men struggling with low mood and reduced motivation and a loss of confidence without realizing there could be hormonal competency there. So I think it's really important that we are raising awareness of andropause in this incredibly important conversation today. So why do you think few people talk about male menopause compared to female menopause?
That's a very good question. And my explanation for that is the way we perceive men. You know, men has been taught since very young age that, oh, men don't cry, or men don't show weakness, or men don't show emotions, or you have to be strong when the going get tough, the tough get going. And so we have been, this culture has been embedded on us that we should never ever show weakness. We should never show that we need help. We should never show our emotions that brings us down, because that makes us weak or perceived as weak in the society. Think of that as from the culture point of view, but they don't understand what's really happening inside their body, and they don't understand that this is a hormonal changes. They think that it's, oh, I'm becoming lazy and I don't want to show that I'm lazy. I'm becoming depressed. I don't want to show I'm depressed. But believe me, the mental health that's behind the andropause, or the mental health that it's affected by the andropause, is incredibly high.
Absolutely.
It affects all aspects of our life. So when I say reduced testosterone, I don't mean sex. You know, even though that this testosterone is a sex, you know, or hormone for male and female, by the way, but it's not just about sex. As I said, it's a domino effect that affects everything. It's about your functionality in the society. It's about how you function and how you go about your day. So because we, as I said, that we should be perceived as a very strong individuals, we are unable to express that. So I'm really taking the stage in your program to say that we need men to talk more. We need men to express their feelings more. We need men to say, well, you know, I need help. And there's no shame on that, because believe me, the suicide rate has increased.
Yes.
And if you look at the statistics, and so you don't really need to be dead to be a suicidal case. You could be living as a dead person. You know, you could be completely closed in your environment. You enjoy nothing in life, and it could really change you from a very functioning human being into a completely a dead inside person who wants nothing from the world, who just wants to sit in his home, just watch telly, just to get out of his negative emotions and negative feelings.
I think that's such an important point, Dr. Sharif, and I really appreciate you bringing this topic up, because I myself see many men who have spent years suppressing their emotions because they've been conditioned to believe that asking for help is a sign of weakness. And when we combine those social expectations with genuine hormonal changes, it's easy to see why so many men struggle in silence, which is why the conversation again is so valuable. And I love that you're sharing this so openly. I think you've made a very important distinction that this is about far more than libido. It's about quality of life. It's about purpose and emotional well-being. And from my perspective, again, I see how powerful it can be when men finally feel able to speak without fear or judgment, and conversations like this help normalize asking for support before someone reaches crisis point. So thank you for sharing that. And I know earlier on you did share that some of the telltale signs are there may be the lack of body mass and obesity, and we know there's mood swings and emotional changes and lifestyle changes. But what have you experienced? What have you come across as the most common symptoms men experience?
So the first sign would be low energy. So they would feel that, you know, they're unable, they're less motivated, they have a very bad concentration, brain fog, libido is low, a lot of times weaker erection, a loss of muscle, despite even working out. So they can be working out, but they're not gaining muscle. Increase the fat in the abdomen, as I said. And sleep is a very important aspect. Also, they're getting anxious, irritable, and the recovery of the muscles. So they get injured much quicker than normal people. So, you know, when you are training in the gym, when you are in optimal state, you don't get injury that easy. But when you're in the andropause state, you might get injured very quickly. So the recovery as well is much slower. They just say in general that they don't feel themselves. I feel like, you know, some of them could be feeling like they're working as a zombie, and they just don't want to express it. They just feel they live in denial, basically, because they don't want to talk about that.
Yes, and again, thank you for sharing such valuable points there. And it's a really comprehensible explanation, Dr. Sharif. And I think it's helpful for people to hear how many different areas of life can be affected. So at what age do men typically begin noticing these changes?
To be absolutely honest, we cannot say 100% for sure. It starts, like, we have a menopause age for women. I mean, the average menopause for women is 52, but for men it varies quite a lot. It's quite genetically based, and genetics plays a very important role in this. So we can have somebody in his 30s and he start to notice changes in his life and his state of mind and body, and we can have somebody who's all the way up till 60s and is you know, going. And that's why you see people sometimes, you say, this guy's old, but he's like he's a hardcore, he's like working like a horse. So it's quite genetics. So it's very important to assess the patient individually, not with the age. And also the quality of life of each person is really affects how fast he's going to experience that. So, for example, the lack of sleep is absolutely crucial aspect. The chronic stress, obesity, excessive smoking, alcohol, diabetes, sedentary life, you know, not doing much activities at all. This can accelerate the aging process or accelerate the depletion of hormonal. So we are now, unfortunately, seeing younger and younger men showing symptoms because of the modern lifestyle. I mean, I see a lot of stockbrokers and, you know, very successful men, by the way, very successful men, but they are leading an incredibly stressful life. And then you can see all these changes happen inside of them. With all honesty, I cannot say one age, yes, at this age I can see. No, for men it's different.
Yes, and I appreciate you actually highlighting that. There's a really important point, Dr. Sharif. It's a reminder that we shouldn't make assumptions based on age alone as well. Everyone's biology and lifestyle are different. And I certainly see how chronic stress, poor sleep, and the pressures of modern life can have a profound impact on well-being. So it's fascinating to hear how these factors also influence hormonal changes. And those hormonal changes can affect mood, motivation, and mental well-being. How does that take place?
So testosterone has a direct effect inside your brain.
Okay.
So it affects your dopamine and serotonin production. And many other neurotransmitters inside your brain that it helps in motivation and confidence and in emotional. So when testosterone falls, you don't necessarily become suddenly depressed, right? Mm-hmm. You don't see this sudden drop, as I said, but you start losing your, shall I say, drive.
Yeah.
So and you know, you hear this terminology a lot, which is I feel I lost my passion, right? You've heard that with many people. Yes. Many people. Yeah, I lost my mojo, you know? And it's not actually losing mojo. It's biological. They need to understand that. So they start losing the ambition. They start, because to be honest now, with everything happening in the world, it's quite depressing. You know, you wake up in the morning, you hear all these horrible news all over the world. And then you hear the economy is really bad and people struggling to pay here and people struggling to live day-to-day life. So all this is really affecting you and raising your cortisol level, which inhibiting your testosterone. So as a result of that, you start losing the ambition. You mentally become quite kind of flat. And sometimes patient could be diagnosed with depression because of that. So yeah, it does have a direct effect on mood. And of course, if we talk about the effect of andropause on the sexual aspect of things, this plays a very important part in men's life. You know, when men gets weaker in this department, this really, really gets them. So you find them depressed, you find them withdrawn, and then they don't want to participate, they don't want to come close to their partners, and they go into a very, very low mood, which is very treatable.
I think it's really encouraging to hear that it is treatable, especially for our listeners. So thank you so much, Dr. Sharif, for sharing such valuable insights. We're going to take a short commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today we're discussing andropause, men's health, hormones and well-being with the incredible Dr. Sharif Wakil. Welcome back, Dr. Sharif.
Hello, hello, Belinda, and hello to your audience.
Now, many men put their symptoms down, as we discussed, to stress.
Mm-hmm.
How can they really tell the difference? I mean, how would they within themselves say, actually, I am going through a period of my time where I can distinguish it's not all stress, it could be my hormones?
Ah, okay. So that's a really, really good question. Because we have to understand the difference between stress and hormones or hormonal imbalance. By the way, not all stress is bad stress. And we as individual, as human beings, we are born to live somehow sort of a stressful life, because stress encourages you to invent. You know, if you are not in a situation where you get stressed on it, you are not looking for solution. And because you're not looking for solution, then you're not evolving and you're not developing. So by nature, since Adam, we are somehow put under different types of stress through the entire history. But this is a good stress and there's a bad stress.
Yeah.
So the good stress pushes us forward. The good stress makes us think. The good stress makes us invent stuff. And the bad stress affects us dramatically. And it's a very vicious circle between what makes what low. So the stress can certainly increases cortisol level, and cortisol level directly lowers your testosterone. And testosterone, in the same time, makes people much less able to cope with stress. So it's a very, very vicious circle. Which one causes what? It's the egg or the chicken. But the only way to understand it is actually going through a very, you know, dedicated medical assessment. Not just testosterone blood test. It's a holistic approach to the diagnostic of the patient. We look at all his hormone, we look at the thyroid function, the vitamins, the inflammation, the sleep quality, the metabolic health and lifestyle believe me, sleep, I'm going to stress on sleep again. Sleep plays a very, very important role. And a lot of men and women actually do not know they have something called sleep apnea, for example. They stop breathing during sleep, and the amount of negative effect on this on the person is huge. So the only way is actually do a proper examination. The only problem though is people don't go to these kinds of examination, which is, we call it now longevity kind of testing.
Because
I'm so busy, I have to go to work, I have to do this, I have to do, as long as I don't have a fatal problem, I don't have a serious problem that I have to stop and think about it. No, it's just life. It's just, you know, it's just stress. It's just the kids. It's just my work. It's just this. But with these kind of program and the likes of yourself, and by raising the awareness, no, people really need to stop. Because in the airplane, they tell you a very a good statement. They tell you if there's any emergency, please put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Yes.
Before you put it in any, even a child. Right? Put it in yourself first, because if you are not healthy, if you are not in good state, you won't be able to help anybody else. So all the people that you are, you know, working so hard for them and trying to help them and trying to get them this and that, if you are not in a good, healthy state, you won't be able to help them eventually. And you won't be able to see, you know, your children while you are enjoying your grandchildren while you're in a good health. So you need to stop. You need to say, no, that's a state where I need to examine myself. It's like an MOT for myself. Even though I don't have a frank symptoms apart from feeling tired or anxious or whatever. No, I need to stop and look at my whole body.
Absolutely. And such a valuable explanation. And I've always come across that analogy of the oxygen mask. It's so important, because you do have to really focus on yourself before you can help others. So thank you for sharing that, Dr. Sharif. And it's helpful to understand that not all stress is harmful, and that it's about looking at the bigger picture rather than focusing on one symptom or one blood test or examples that you gave earlier on. So thank you for clarifying that. But going back to what you were saying earlier about the impact that andropause can have on intimate relationships, what is that impact? Because it would be good for our listeners to hear in more detail of what that impact might entail.
Fantastic. So actually, this is one of the most, I would say, pronounced effect of the andropause. So a man could ignore all the other things, but this would be a very pronounced effect for him. So reduced libido, erectile dysfunction, tiredness, irritability, mood changes, that can dramatically affect his relationship with his partner. And when the relationship with his partner is affected, it doesn't only affect him, it affects also his partner. And as a result of that, it becomes a domino effect. And I will give you a very good analogy that I explain it a lot to my audience, or to my patients. As the man grows older, he started to have some form of ED. I just want to share also a statistic with you. You know that the ED, 40% at the age of 40, 50% at the age of 50, 60% at the age of 60, and 70% at the age of 70. So between 40 to 70, 52% of men have one form of ED. And when I say ED, it doesn't really mean no erection whatsoever. This is a very elastic word. So it starts from, you know, a little bit of weakness and all the way to complete impotence. So it's a very stretchy term. When this happens, then bear in mind that the female partner also ages with the partner, because this is, you know, and unless he has a very young partner, but the female aging is also something called vaginal laxity, right? Mm-hmm. So when vaginal laxity happened, this means that the friction during the sexual relationship is not optimal. Then two scenarios, completely different scenarios, happen here. First goes into the man's mind, oh my God, I lost my manhood. I'm unable to fulfill my wife's desire. I don't have erection. Oh my God, what happened to me? And a completely utter depressed mode. In the female is a completely different scenario. Oh my God, I'm not attractive to him anymore. He doesn't like my body anymore. I know how he looks at Sarah. He likes Sarah so much. My friend, she has a much better body than me. And the completely two different scenarios happen here. But eventually, what happens is he tries to avoid being in this situation again. And she's tried to avoid being rejected again. And as a result of that, they start not having sex.
Yeah.
And you see, in a lot of relationships, they become brothers and sisters in a marriage relationship or a long-term relationship. And it's a very simple fix. The lady could have a very simple treatment to do vaginal tightness, and the man can have a very simple treatment to increase the sensitivity and improve the ED, which we do in our clinic. So once this happened, then it's a domino effect in his entire life. He gets really angry. He gets demotivated. He feels that this loss of feeling or loss of confidence in his manhood completely dominate his entire life. And his work, he becomes very bad at his work. He is not really concentrated. He's not really focused. He's constantly thinking about that. If he drinks, he will be drinking way more. If he smokes, he'll be smoking way more. He's going to try to avoid having this relationship. He's going to try to go out as much as possible and will probably end up in a relationship being broken down. And this is why raising the awareness about these issues is crucial. Because once they understand there's changes happens inside their body that can be fixed and can be reversed. And also, this is something really I want to say to the women. Women need to understand what happens in men.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't understand that. They only have one explanation that runs in their mind straight away. So once they understand it, then they will talk about it. Then they will try to seek solution together. And this is the best thing ever. So I see thousands of patients in my clinic. A lot of them tell me, oh, I didn't tell my partner at all. I can't tell her. Please don't send anything to me, to my house, or don't say that to me. Why? Well, no, because I don't want him to know or I don't want her to know. But the best result, I get it when the couple comes together. The couple come together. They are understanding each other. They understand what happened in their relationship and they try so hard to work on them. And this is where I get the best result.
And that's really powerful, a very powerful message, Dr. Sharif. Raising that awareness helps remove blame, misunderstandings, and encourages couples to face these challenges together rather than in isolation. So thank you for sharing that. We're going to take another short commercial break and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia and we're continuing our conversation with the wonderful Dr. Sharif Wakil. Welcome back, Dr. Sharif.
Hello, Belinda.
Now, Dr. Sharif, before the commercial, we were talking about how easily misunderstandings can develop when couples don't realize there's an underlying physical cause to andropause. And I really appreciate you sharing everything that you have today. It's so fascinating. The conversation is deeply needed and so important. But how important, as you mentioned earlier on, sleep is one of the telltale signs. But how important is sleep and nutrition and exercise when it comes to hormonal health?
Okay, sleep is actually one of the major factors in re-energizing your entire body. Sleep is where the factory starts working, you know, after all the noise of your day. This is where all your growth hormones are released. This is where your testosterone is released. This is when your metabolism happens, and this is where your body regenerates itself and changes itself. So if you do not have enough sleep, then none of these procedures happens. And as a result of that, your testosterone is low, your growth hormones is low, and your metabolism is affected, and you're starting having a very bad mood. You're starting to have all the effect of the low testosterone that we spoke about. A lot of people don't understand the effect of the quality of the sleep. So it's not just about sleeping, it's the quality of it. I could be in bed, but I'm not asleep. The best time to sleep is before 12 o'clock in the evening. So the best time is to sleep around 10 o'clock, 10:30 maximum, and then you can wake up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, very energetic. But if you sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and even you sleep up until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you could very well wake up very tired. This is circadian rhythm. This is how we are created by God. We need to sleep in these times in order for our body to regenerate, because our body understand that this is the time I should be asleep now to produce these elements. So sleep quality is very important, and there's a lot of problems with the sleep quality, and when it's fixed, it fixes so many other things. I cannot stress this enough. Of course, a lot of other lifestyle factors like a poor diet. You know, we have a lot of processed food now. It's a fast track pace. You know, we eat everything in the street, and a lot of alcohol, a lot of smoking, you know, a lack of exercise, sedentary life. You're sitting on the desk for so many hours and not moving enough. And unfortunately, a combination of all this could affect you dramatically. I just want to say that your body is actually designed to heal itself.
Yes.
It is designed. It is created by God to heal itself. But what do you do to your body? You completely damage your body. You eat horrible food. You smoke and inhale horrible oxygen, or, you know, the remaining of oxygen. And as a result of that, you don't have enough oxygen in your body or you don't take enough oxygen through the day. And then you drink alcohol, or you drink bad water. So we manage with our own self to weaken our body. And as a result of that, the body is now is unable to heal itself. A combination of all this is really affects the how fast the aging happens.
Yeah, and I really appreciate everything that you shared. And going back to what you said about sleep is something many of us underestimate, yet it plays such a fundamental role in now overall health and well-being. And I think that overstimulation and the devices and so many variations of shows that we can watch, the distractions are there, and people tend to fight that sleep as well. And that the importance that you shared about our daily habits, it has such a profound impact on our health, and it's often the small, consistent lifestyle choices that make the biggest difference. Like you said, going to sleep on time and waking up and having that full day. And so I think the key takeaway for our listeners is the importance of prevention and doing everything we can to support our health before problems develop. So thank you for your thoughts. I think they're brilliant, and I really do appreciate you. Now, going back to what you were saying earlier, for men to do to come to your clinic and for couples, but generally, what treatment options are available for men experiencing andropause?
Okay, so this is such an elastic term. As I said, it affects many aspects of their life. So the first thing, or the first part of the treatment, is diagnostics. So I really need to know what is happening inside his body. Yeah. So full hormonal assessment, full vitamin assessment, nutritional assessment, and also, you never ever treat the blood test. It's very, very important. You treat the patient. You treat the man, not his blood test. Because some patients could have low numbers, but this is their optimal numbers all their life. And some patients could have high numbers, but this is actually much lower than their normal figures. So I really have to relate the blood test to his symptoms. And based on that, I say, okay, so from the hormonal point of view, let's start you, for example, on some testosterone, okay? Let's see what else is happening here. Let's fix your sleep because you have a sleep problem. Let's fix your diet because you have a diet issue here. Now we are fixing the aspects that are affecting the condition. Let's now go a little bit inside the condition. So you're having some sort of an ED. So let's do some regenerative medicine. I created something called the O Concept Protocol, which is, it has underneath, it's an umbrella of treatment, and it has more than probably 85 or 90 different treatments, all coming from a branch of medicine called regenerative and functional medicine. So all the treatment that we use there is regenerative medicine, starting from PRP and a famous treatment called the P-Shot. I introduced that treatment to Europe many years ago, and then going to stem cell treatment using your own body stem cell, shockwave treatment, radio frequency. There's so many different treatments. Non-surgical, all of them are office procedure. All of them are 20 to 40 minutes, hardly any downtime at all. And, you know, thank God, a very high success rate.
That's really good to know. And sometimes the foundations of good health can make the biggest difference. And it's encouraging to hear that lifestyle changes and the importance of what solutions are there at your clinics is available. And finally, Dr. Sharif, what message would you like to leave our listeners today to take away about aging, hormones, andropause, and taking control of their health?
Thank you so much for this, because I think the most important message that I would like to give to your audience is, please do not accept simply feeling old because you're 1 year older. Absolutely not. It's about living healthier or getting older while you're healthy. It's not just getting old. There are so many symptoms that you blame the aging can on. It can actually be treatable, and there are reasons and causes for it. So please stop, do your MOT check, understand that if you are not in the optimal state, this could change. People now live up until their 90s and even 100s. And somebody like Brian Johnson, for example, who claims that his biological age now, according to his biomarkers, is 18 years old, while he's currently 48 by doing all the anti-aging stuff. So I'm not asking anyone to be a Brian Johnson, but what I'm saying is a lot of this aging or age-related issues could be fixed now. So please always look for a solution and understand there are solutions, and don't accept the status quo. Don't accept the fact that, oh, it is what it is. You know, I'm just getting older. And I hate this word. When I hear it from somebody, I say, just don't say that. Don't give this order to yourself because you're accepting what's in there. Don't let the universe listen to you that I'm getting older. So the universe tell you, okay, I'm going to give you all the diseases that because you're older, I'm going to give you this because I'm going to make you feel horrible because you're old. No, you don't have to be miserable because you're older. In the contrary, with you older, you know, your children are older, you have hopefully less responsibility, you can enjoy yourself more. So look for the solution. Don't be scared or don't think it's a taboo. I'm not going to do that. Please, I just want to break this taboo so much. Ask for help. When you start wearing glasses because your eyes gets affected, nobody look at you and say, oh my God, you're wearing glasses? Oh my God, can you believe this guy is wearing glasses now? Nobody does that. Nobody does this reaction. Why? Because they understand it's aging process, right? So I want you to look at this as aging process, but it doesn't mean the end of life. You can really reverse all that. So don't be ashamed of it. Face it and fix it for yourself and for your partner and for your children and for everybody around you. Hormones are more like it's the body orchestra, right? So when any hormone get out of tune, you start the whole thing gets affected, the whole symphony gets affected. So you need to be optimal in your hormones, and you need to understand that that having optimal hormones, optimal lifestyle, is really the way forward if you want to enjoy healthy lifestyle, and it is, as I said, very, very achievable. So please, I'm inviting everyone to MOT themselves and live healthy and happy.
And what a wonderful note to end this show. Thank you so much, Dr. Sharif, for joining me today. I think one of the most important messages from today's conversation is that men don't need to silently accept feeling tired, disconnected, less motivated, or less like themselves as an inevitable consequence of getting older. And as we've heard today, changes in hormones can affect far more than physical health. They can influence confidence, relationships, emotional well-being, motivation, and overall quality of life. And the good news is that awareness is growing, conversations are being met in rooms and even on stations like ours, and they're really beginning to happen. And there are now more options than ever for men to better understand what is happening within their bodies and seek appropriate support when needed. Thank you for helping us shine a light on a topic that impacts so many men, yet is still rarely discussed openly. If our listeners wish to connect with you, Dr. Sharif, where can they find you?
Well, my clinic is called Dr. SW Clinics, and we are in London, Harley Street 77. Please, I'm more than happy to receive any inquiry and answer anyone who would like to, you know, understand more about this topic.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. And if today's conversation has resonated with you, please do get in touch with Dr. SW Clinics. To close today's show, I've chosen a part of the song Feeling Good by Michael Bublé. I'm Belinda Walia. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. For me, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know?